So, Metroid, right?
No! This is the worst episode. I don't even want to be here anymore.
Welcome to New Game Plus. You're listening to a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game and then we talk about it. My name's Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
My name's Nolan.
And this is episode 155. 155.
Yeah. The big 155.
Simple question up front. What do y'all think about remastered video games? So, I mean, we've had a lot within the last few years. Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy was one of them. Age of Empires, the definitive edition. I'm actually right now playing the Uncharted Collection, which is a series of remakes from the Uncharted series. Drake Malfoy. Even they are this year doing or have done or Dark Souls, the Spyro Trilogy, and they've just announced that in the next couple of weeks they're releasing a Medieval remaster, which is fun because we just played that.
Oh, really?
That one's actually,
I think
I'm
we even said something.
Yeah, I think we did actually say something. So maybe they didn't announce it. Maybe they just announced that it's like being released within the next couple of weeks. Whether we want this or not, remasters are happening at an increasing rate. I just want to know your thoughts.
I think it depends because I like some of them that have come out and others I'm like, just make a new game. Don't try to make money off one that already exists by making it look nicer.
Well, because you've played some remasters, right? Like I know you did the Final Fantasy one and then did you do like even Zelda's been done some remasters, right? Like HD,
yeah,
right?
The 3DS version of Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask. So for those, that's fine. The Final Fantasy X one is really fine because it's barely a remaster. They just made it available on newer consoles. Like the graphics are better, yeah, but not like a ton. So those kinds of remakes where they're just making it so you can play it on recent consoles, I'm all for that because they took away backwards compatibility with every new console. So I don't know.
So just making it available, you're completely down with?
That's okay, yeah. But if you're trying to like, I don't know. I feel like the Dark Souls one was a little forced. It's cool that you can have it on the go on your Switch, but just make new games. I don't know.
Yeah.
This is going to keep happening.
Kenny.
I'm a little torn too. I feel like sometimes it's genuine and they just want to extend the life of a franchise people love or make it more accessible on money. You know, modern systems or whatever else. Oh, I mean, ultimately, if they're not going to make money, they're not going to do it. But sometimes I feel like the motives are pure and like just an update that lets people continue to have access to something can be really nice.
That's cute.
So it's a heart issue? it's all
comes
about
down
the
to
heart.
Moral. No, yeah. It's money.
It is.
100%.
But, right, but again, so what Kenny said even, that nobody's going to be making a video game if they're not making a lot of money off of it. That's the goal or hope, I assume. In most video games, they're wanting to make a lot of money off of this. I think alongside of it, it can be they want to make it accessible, they want to make a quality product, all of these other things. And I just think that sometimes in these remasters, the money side of thing outshines some of the other things.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, someone will correct me, but if I'm wrong, but I think it's probably cheaper to remaster an existing game. So
I'm
cheaper
sure.
to make, and then you sell it again, and then you profit like a crap ton. You know, as opposed to make a new game, hire a development team or a company to make a new game, you know?
There's some things that are classic, though, and they ought to be played again, and they ought to be shared with a new audience, and they ought to still exist. And again, I'm not opposed when I feel like it's done genuinely and to the right games and for the right reasons, but it definitely feels like just a money grab a lot of times.
Well, people are buying them. People are making them. I don't know if I'll ever purchase these remakes for my home, but if they truly are able to make some improvements, then I would just say power on through, use the tools at your disposal to make quality updated games, and just make it a worthwhile pursuit. In our retro game of the week, Home Improvement Power Tool Pursuit.
Overview.
Let's see who can do it better. I'll do mine and okay. then Kenny and then
Oh no, one. Mine's terrible.
I gotta hear it though.
Alright, here we go.
It sounds like Scooby-Doo.
Sounds like a dinosaur.
Alright, Kenny, your turn.
I don't even have it in my head. Like Please. I need to hear the show to do it.
You just heard it.
No, I heard your Scooby-Doo.
That's not bad.
It's still too high pitchy at the end.
All right, now let's hear the perfect perfect one. That sounded like Scooby.
We're all just Scooby talking to each other.
Kenny's was the best.
Kenny's was the best?
You know how sometimes he would do different variations of it?
Yeah, no, he would.
Why did he do that? That's true. So yeah. dumb. And dads thought it was hilarious.
Dads? Only dads watch this show. Home Improvement Power Tool Pursuit, or HIPTPA, that's what the hardcore fans call it, is an actual video game, which is question, like, we'll get to the why in just a little bit, but it came out in 1994 for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, and it's based on a sitcom that ran from 1991 to 1999. Did either of you guys watch it during its lifespan?
Oh, absolutely.
I for sure did.
Yeah, I mean, me too.
Yeah, it was great.
Endearing. You've got your protagonist, Tim the Toolman Taylor, I mean. And his family of three young men and a wife. And he's got a next door neighbor who you only never see his mouth, right? Isn't that part
yeah,
of this?
Wilson.
Wilson, yeah, that's
Wilson,
right.
Wilson, yeah, he only looks over the fence and you don't know what he looks like.
And then he also hosts a home improvement show called Tool Time and with his co-host Al Borland.
Yeah.
And so that like that's the show.
That's the show. Kinda,
it's the 90s. It's about like a family and just good feelings and all of these things. Now... A video game, this video game was produced from that title, so in 1994, it was developed by Imagineering, published by Absolute Entertainment, and we all, again, watched at least parts of the show while it was out, so I've got to ask you, kind of stripping away what you experienced in the gameplay this week for just a moment, if you were, before this week, imagining a home improvement Super Nintendo title, what would you picture?
I don't even know. Maybe like... Maybe something sort of like puzzle based,
yeah,
or like in the workshop, or
point and click, maybe like even
yeah,
like
not platforming.
Story?
That's my answer.
my answer is everything that this game was not would be what I would picture.
That's right.
And anything that this game was, I wouldn't picture.
To be fair, this game had lots of power tools in it, and we would definitely would picture power tools in any version of any game made based on this show.
But not used in the same way. Like everything that this game ends up being is nothing that you would have expected. I could have set 100 home improvement fans down but if they had knew nothing about this game, gave them a piece of paper and a pencil and said, write out what you think would, a Super Nintendo game would be. Here's the title, Home Improvement Power Tool Pursuit.
Yep.
And there would be some traces of being close, but they would not be able to tell me what this first stage consists of.
No, and I
there's no way.
So that said, they didn't consult fans of the show for this, I don't think. They just decided to make it what they wanted.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so Nolan mentioned it. This is a 2D action platformer where you play as Tim the Toolman Taylor and his tools have gone missing And in order to retrieve them, he has to go, he has to leave the tool time set and go to these other sets on the lot, these other sound stages, to wielding weaponized tools to defeat enemies and reclaim his lost treasure. Did anyone ask for this game?
No.
Like,
no.
100%. I'm just talking about it back in 1994. Was fans of Home Improvement mm-hmm. like, oh, we love this show. We need a video game out of it.
No. No.
I feel like out of touch moms that wanted their kids to play something, but based on a property that they knew, are totally the people that would buy this for Christmas. Or like an aunt that like wasn't very close to you, but knew you liked video games.
Yeah. I think, no, because dads watched this show when it was...
It's not just dads.
No, we watched it. We were kids. But like the people who thought it was hilarious were adults, I think. And the kids watched it because he makes funny noises. But like those kids weren't saying, man, I want to play Home Improvement. They were like, give me that Sonic game, dude.
Yeah, I don't like... Was there, as far as you know, is there a Boy Meets World video game?
Yeah, there probably like, is.
What about Full House? Like, we've talked about it before, and not probably not in this extreme of a version, but just because some product something comes out on one form of media does not mean that it needs a video game.
It's so true.
No, we've established that 100% because you can't, like Full House, let's take Full House for example, you can't just make a game and be like, all right, we need weapons. So
well, apparently you can because that's what they did.
You could do a PC like RPG sim game out of Full House and totally rock it.
Who wants that?
There are many movies and television shows and even books that are good fun in their own right, in their own medium. When you take that outside of what it was good at and try to replicate the charm and the wit and the fun and the flavor in the form of a video game, sometimes you get mixed results.
Before we move on, this company that developed the game, we've played two of their games before. Did you know that?
Imagineering? Yeah. It sounds familiar.
Both of them are based on shows or movies. So the first one is Home Alone. We played that game. And the next one is Bart Simpson versus the Juggernauts.
Oh, the Game Boy game?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So is that what Imagineering did? They just imagined, what if this great television show became a terrible video game?
Became something totally unrelated in video game form. Yeah.
That's all they did. Family Feud, Barbie, Mousetrap. That's a board game. Ren and Stimpy. Like, no.
Did you say Mousetrap?
Mousetrap Hotel.
I want to kind of play that now.
I wish we could just talk about Mousetrap because I had it and...
The game?
I wasn't able... Yeah, the board game. The board game.
Okay, the board game. I was like...
The actual game.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't able to play it in like after a couple of years of having it because you had to set it up and it wouldn't stay set up correctly to play it. But that's not what we're talking about, unfortunately. We are instead going to talk about the incredible one-of-a-kind gameplay of Home Improvement Power Tool Pursuit.
Gameplay.
So, think Super Metroid.
What? Think Skyrim. Think, like, what? No. Why think Super Metroid?
I'm trolling. I'm trying to compare it to other games, but maybe that's a mistake.
Compare it to Sonic, then.
No.
Yes.
No. I mean, rings. You collect nuts instead of rings. That's not. That's like Sonic, sure. I guess.
And the whole health system, the platforming.
Okay, get them knocked out of you. The platforming, I will argue, is way different than Sonic. Because in Sonic, okay, you're going to the right as quickly as you can. This game, you're not doing that. It's almost like maze-like in the way they design the stages. You're going up and going backwards and left and right and all over the place.
All right, okay. But okay, before we get too deep into gameplay, let's just take a step back. You start this game on the set of Tool Time. Yeah. And it's Tim Allen.
Like literally the set of Tool Time.
In the middle of the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're in the audience looking at Tim and Alan speak on stage, and for some reason, Tim's kids are up there, too, which they're never on the show.
Just hanging out.
And also, Pam and Heidi, Dixon right?
didn't make it.
Isn't Heidi up there, too?
No. I don't think so.
Who's the other person up there?
In the yellow shirt.
Yeah.
Is she up there?
No, it's some other kid.
I mean, there's five people up there, including the kids.
No, it doesn't matter. We're getting hung up on the dumbest.
Now I'm five people, including the kids. That would be three kids and two hosts.
No, he's only got two of the kids up there.
What are you talking about,
Kenny?
So
then the third kid is the one on the left.
He's got three kids up there, and it's Tim and Al.
It's five people.
The person on the left is his third kid.
Yeah, go and watch the show, and that we've even taken this long to talk about this.
No, I thought it was the girl co-host
no,
on the TV show.
No, it's not
show.
The girl!
Well, clearly they did not communicate who people were very well.
So, Metroid, right?
No! This is the worst episode. I don't even want to be here anymore.
Where are you? Did you walk off?
And this game is how we convinced Dustin to quit New Game Plus.
I did a first play this week.
You did. It was good.
I had no idea what to expect coming into this, except very bad. And when in the opening dialogue between Tim and Al on the set of Tool Time, when they threw out the term Stone Age more than once, I immediately got really, really worried.
Yeah, they did. That was so obvious and dumb.
They pitch it out a couple of times, and I in the back of my mind, I knew that that's where we were going, but in my heart, I was just holding on to hope that we weren't.
Okay, so if you weren't, what were you wanting? I mean, wanting is the wrong word. What were you thinking would happen then if it wasn't going to be the Stone Age?
No, when I heard them mention Stone Age twice and then a thrice time,
I know.
I knew what was happening, but I was just hoping against hope that I wasn't going to some prehistoric world.
Well, that's where
they
you go.
Here's the thing. They could have made the same exact game, even as a 2D action platformer, and they could have put it just in a world that's a normal tool world. They could have put it on a work site somewhere, and it kind of would have at least worked.
That's
I think
boring,
we're going to get lost if we try to start talking about what they could have done. They could have done many other things. They could have not made the game, but they did.
But instead, you end up literally in a Stone Age setting. They mask it by saying, hey, we're going to put you, on the set of somewhere that's Stone Age themed. But they just wanted to do stupid, ridiculous themes and did it because they don't care.
Okay, so at the very least, you don't go back in time to find your tools.
Right, yes. Right. They at least try to rationalize it. I thought that, I guess I missed the dialogue the first time I watched your first play, and I was like, wait, are we seriously time traveling in this game?
Yeah, so thankfully, they send you to the dinosaur safari that's being filmed on Soundstage 3, which is almost as bad. I may have wanted to go back in time. You might as well, because, you're fighting animatronic dinosaurs? Because you're still fighting dinosaurs.
They hurt you.
And, oh, by the way, fighting dinosaurs. Can we just take a second to talk about, dinosaurs is ridiculous in and of itself, but you're fighting. There are the weapons. You have weapons.
Yeah,
Tim,
you
the Tool
do.
Man Taylor has weapons. Y'all do this.
Calm down.
I really don't.
You start with a nail gun, right? Of course. That's probably the most dangerous weapon that you can make out of a tool, right? I mean, it's a gun, essentially. You have
a
hammer.
You quickly find out it's not.
You have a hammer that's more for utility, I would argue, than hitting things because the hitbox in this game is busted. So you start with those, right? And then you have other weapons, but I feel like we're moving too fast already because it gets crazy so quick.
Well, you have a jackhammer that's, again, just a utility thing for moving through levels.
It's to get those dumb ant crabs that are down on the ground. You can jackhammer over them. Huh. The grappling gun. Tim the Toolman Taylor
That's
has
sick.
A grappling gun.
I liked the grappling gun a
that
lot.
That is the most ridiculous part. Think Bionic Commando. Ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, for reals.
That's exactly what it is. And you swing across gaps and then release. That's not the most ridiculous, Kenny.
No.
You've got a saber chainsaw that shoots beams.
Shoots laser beams.
It's a beam shooting area of effect. Widespread chainsaw.
But it shoots a beam, but then explodes in an arc. It's so elaborate. It's not just, a chainsaw, and it's not just shooting beams. It shoots out a beam, and then it goes into an arc. Like, it was, they were like, man, that's so sick.
But all of this while you're fighting Tyrannosaurus Rex. Tyrannosauri? Tyrannosaurus Rexes?
Rooks.
You gotta calm
Tim
down.
Tim the Toolman Taylor has weapons. There's no video game where Tim the Toolman Taylor needs weapons.
But look, hold on. If we're gonna make a home improvement game, so you've convinced me. Sure, make one. I think I would enjoy this more than I would enjoy, like, I don't know what this would be, fixing things.
Yeah, like, Dustin, you're knocking the weapons a lot. But I think the weapons are one of the more charming things about the game, honestly.
They're kind of fun, yeah. The grappling hook was sick.
Why?
Oh, they're completely unrealistic to take power tools and then make them do things.
Yeah, like, I'm past that.
You don't
that,
have
though.
A blowtorch that's actually a flamethrower.
I don't. I've been past care. That. I don't care that it's not realistic. I play play all sorts of games that are not even close to realistic. I don't want Tim the Toolman Taylor fighting a dinosaur with a nail gun. That's what I think is absolutely ridiculous.
It's the lore that's throwing you.
And it's
that was
not
a good
even
one,
that.
Nolan.
Thanks.
Wait, you okay? You've got four main stages. Now you have to play four or five different versions of the same stage.
Yeah, so you have like 16, honestly.
You've got so many because it starts with this prehistoric dinosaur set, which we've already talked about. Your second set that you have again four stages on or something like that is like this
Egyptian
pyramid.
Temple?
Aztec.
Yeah. Your third is a haunted house set.
Yeah, the best one.
ghosts.
That's what I was getting to. That in the first one, it starts off absolutely ridiculous. But then by the end, they don't even act like you're on sets anymore. You're fighting ghosts. You're fighting snakes on the pyramid set. And then number four is your futuristic, like, set on the moon.
Of course, you have to end in space. As the SNES taught us, you have to end games in space.
But these enemies that you're fighting are first of all, Tim the Toolman Taylor shouldn't be fighting enemies.
Why do you hate Tim the Toolman Taylor so much?
I love Tim the Toolman Taylor, but the enemies that he should fight is depression and marital strife.
And midlife crisis? That's the final boss?
Not fake his midlife crisis is the final boss.
Look, so you're explaining the reason why they had to do this. If you're going to make a home improvement game, it can't be dull. And this ain't dull.
This ain't dull.
Kenny's on my side. I know he is. He hasn't said much yet, but I feel it. I know that he's with me.
I totally get that it's jarring to have this character be the protagonist. It really is. I think if you were going to go full on ridiculous and it feels like farcical and fanciful, I'd have almost rather had the kids run around with the power tools and it just be this whole imagination thing. I don't know. But either way,
I feel you, Kenny. That would have been a good idea.
Yeah, and you know,
no,
and then like Tim could have like given him tools and given him guidance and whatever. But again, we can't get caught up on what ifs because we have a what if, and it was this, and it was made. Dustin, you knock the weapons. I think they're fun. They're diverse. They do. You didn't even talk about all of them. You get to shoot lightning.
It's because there's so many weapons.
You get a rapid fire nail gun. You get a multi spread nail gun.
You get dynamite.
You get explosive. It's crazy.
Which is the worst weapon, by the way. It's kind of hard to use. And the hitbox was trash. You get upgrades, like your hammer, a swing eventually gets some sparkles, you get a little AoE on it.
It's one of those games that you can only have one of those extra weapons, one of those special weapons at a time. Yeah. And so your upgrades can actually be downgrades. Like if you get like you just said, the dynamite sucks. And so if you get the dynamite when this whole time you had an amazing chainsaw or something, then you don't have the chainsaw anymore.
I think that's balanced, though.
I don't mind that in games as long as you know that mechanic. It does force you to take weapons sometimes, just by nature of, like, you have to walk through an area that has one, and that can be obnoxious. There was a few times it felt purposeful, but a few times it felt not. But, okay, Dustin, you're ranting.
Y'all are tools.
I like that, but I didn't have a problem with tool weapons. I thought that was one of the more redeeming things of the game. I did have some problems with other elements of how this game plays, though.
What, the crates?
Not only is the level, or is it kind of nonsensical, But the game itself is crazy. You're not just trying to progress through a level. You're trying to progress.
Yeah, we didn't even say what you're doing.
Yeah, you're trying to ultimately find the tool, but you do that by finding five different crates that are, let me say, fairly well hidden.
Very
throughout
well
this intentionally difficult to fathom sort of maze style but poorly designed layout.
Increasingly so on these stages, and I don't know if I would say hidden, because like as soon as you get near them, they're like completely visible and out in the open. Just these stages are so poorly designed, in my opinion, that and they're huge. And so to be able to get around and find all five of these crates on even stage one is going to take you probably a couple of continues, a couple of lives, and is going to, like, it's just a long process to be able to find them all.
I don't know. And you got through it pretty quick.
And what makes it even longer is the fact that your normal enemies, we're not talking end of the game boss enemies, your normal enemies that you encounter throughout the game are
so much
obscenely
health?
Strong. Not like in damage they do, they're hard
tanky.
To kill. Yeah, it's like
so much health.
It's like every single little just mob you come across is a mini boss, and it'll take you 30 seconds to kill one stupid snake on the temple level where you should have been able to hit him with a flamethrower once and walked on, and it drove me crazy.
And of course, a lot of them have like a secondary version. So as soon as you kill like the mama, all of the babies come after you, like something ridiculous like that. And the thing is that you can place yourself on the stage at an angle where they're completely easy. You just stand there and spam the fire button until they're dead, if you want to play that way. But if you don't want to just stand still and hold the action button for a minute while this enemy dies, you have to go up and face it like you normally would in a platformer. And yeah, they're going to be some dangerous opponents and foes for a while, because they're super strong.
I know we're kind of implying this in talking about strong foes and difficult to navigate, you know, levels and all of this, but I think it's worth saying, as we're just talking about gameplay things that drove us crazy, this game was hard.
Yeah, well, one of the reasons why it was because on top of all those things, like the maze-like level designs, you've got a timer that's ticking down, like old school platformer style, like, I mean, I guess like Sonic. And you can find hidden, like, give me extra time clocks throughout the stage, but they're pretty hidden. I barely found any. And so the fact that you are also on a time limit is kind of annoying.
But also, why? Like, why put it on a time limit?
It's, I feel like it didn't need one. Yeah.
Here's what I felt like this game was. It was people who had played a bunch of games that were fun, but didn't realize why those games were fun, and just chose a bunch of totally random elements from different fun games to sort of throw into this title based on a TV show, because, you know, they were going to be able to sell it because it was a popular franchise. Like, weapon diversity and all of those things, fun. Having hidden Easter eggs that you got to come across in your levels can be fun. Like, it's like they were almost there, but then it was too repetitive and too hard, and all the things that actually make each of those things work, they just totally missed.
Quit using the word fun. I want to make sure that our listeners understand that your health is Sonic health. Instead of collecting rings and then when you get hit, you lose the rings and try to collect them again so that you can get hit again. It's the exact same premise, but with nuts and bolts. And then they scatter so much more crazily than the rings in Sonic. And so you have to go running for them. And if you get hit without any nuts and bolts, then you die.
So you hate that mechanic in Sonic 2, or are you saying this one's worse?
Well, this one's worse. Do I hate that mechanic in Sonic?
It's a good mechanic.
It's never been my favorite,
but
not the point I was trying to make.
Okay. I mean, Sonic health doesn't bother me, if that's what, I don't know. I think that it is fun at times. The gameplay does get kind of repetitive and therefore boring, but It's not that long of a game, I don't think. I didn't beat it, but I didn't take forever on the stages. I never ran out of time.
I felt like I got a little bored with it. There were moments as I was learning the stuff that was really fun, but then it got really boring.
Well, it'd have been nice if they changed up the objective instead of every level you have to find the crates to, I don't know, just change it to something else. That would have helped a lot, I feel like, because that objective alone just wasn't rewarding. Like when you got the crates, it didn't give you anything. If they like opened and gave you nuts and bolts or something, that reinforcement alone helps, whether you think so or not. But you don't get that until the end of the stage, which I do think this is a cool mechanic. But when you get the last crate, you beat the stage and it's kind of like a bonus, not level, but just you're still in the level, but it starts raining nuts and bolts and you can get extra points and stuff, which again, those points don't mean anything, but I thought that was kind of fun.
If you're ever lost and don't know what to do or how to navigate or how to utilize your weapons, just consult the rule book.
Yeah.
Or don't, because the rule book is notorious, or it's famous for, if you had it and opened it up, it literally had a printed sticker on the instruction manual that says, what does it say?
Real men don't need instructions. Need
instructions.
Yeah. I love that. That's on brand. Get out of here if you're going to knock
so
that.
So you can't have any help if you needed it whatsoever.
Oh, get out of here. That's not a knock. No, that's
I thought that was clever. I'm with Nolan on this one. That was one of the more accurate to the franchise things yeah. that they did. And the places where they tried to be accurate to the franchise without it being overly cheesy, I appreciated. There were a lot of times in your cutscenes and everything else that it felt like they were not, I don't know, doing it justice, and it felt real canned and cheesy. But there were times that I was like, okay, a little bit of home improvement. I liked what they did with, you know, like playing the theme song, and there were just ways that they made it feel home improvement-ish, and those were mostly welcome in my mind.
Aged.
I will say that my qualms with this game don't necessarily rely on the graphics and music. I don't think either of them were done exceptionally poorly in what I would think like a home improvement video game would be.
Huh. See, I agree with you on graphics. I thought the music was atrocious.
See, I don't think it was either. Outstanding. I don't think it's nothing to write home about, but I think that it did well for, I don't think it was overly repetitious. You did?
I took my earphones out for a good portion of the gameplay. Like it drove me crazy. I liked where they did the theme song and kind of nailed it. The version of the theme song in the closing credits, I actually thought was like totally on point, but in general, I felt like the sound effects were super predictable and heavy-handed and cheesy, and the music was just not thoughtful and way overly played to the weird themes that you were in, like to an annoying degree.
The haunted house one. Look, graphically, I think this is upper end of SNES games. Not like the best, clearly, I'm not saying that, but like it's very detailed.
It looks good.
It looks really good to me.
It looks good. They've got a huge variety of enemies.
Yeah.
like dozens and dozens of different kind of enemies. Yeah. They don't necessarily operate that differently, but their look is very different. The backgrounds, foregrounds, all of those look good for a Super Nintendo. I think comparable at times maybe to some of your Genesis graphics at times, but in color and coloring and stuff like that, but and the idea that you've got like things going on in the background, like lightning on that haunted house stage at times and different things like that. Mm-hmm. I think that's good. By the way, did y'all know that there was a Genesis version of this game in production, but that it got canceled, unfortunately?
Really? It probably would have been the exact same game.
Right? Probably. It could have looked even better though. Probably, you know, just
maybe
Genesis.
Yeah. A little smoother.
And so like graphically, do you think graphics holds up though?
Yeah, I think the look of the game in general they did a good job with, considering even, again, it wasn't like some of the dialogue and stuff was real forced, even in their cutscenes, but I thought everything they did looked pretty good for the era. The places I didn't like look had more to do with how they laid things out, more like design kinds of qualms with look. And that doesn't really count for what we're talking about. The graphics themselves were well done.
I think what I'm hung up on is that you've got four levels four times, and I think that's a little excessive. That is like Sonic. That's the most like Sonic to me outside of the health thing, is that it's like stage, it's like act one, stage one, two, and three, four. Sure. I think it's a little much. You had a boss at the end of the last one. I think they could have done like maybe just two in each area and added another area or something else, because I felt like I was playing.
Like it works for Sonic because it's so fast. These are slow.
Yes.
Like, yeah. And so good point. Four of them, it felt like a lot.
Great point. Yes. It's slow and you're like, I've played this level already. You haven't, because the stage's design is different, but you've experienced the haunted house already, and it's kind of like, okay.
Well, I don't know if I'd even say the design is different. Like, you play a different version of the haunted house four times, right?
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's basically the same thing. The crates are in a different location is probably the best way you can put it. That's about it.
Like, and so, I mean, my biggest complaints go along with that. Like, in the age category, they have to do with the tedium of the level design, which I think we kind of just mentioned. And then for me, I don't think the game handles well. I think it's slippery controls. I think the camera is so jerky back and forth. To like jump from small platform to small platform, which you have to do every once in a while, I was having to do that thing where I was having to make a cross with my like left right on my D-pad just so he wouldn't slide off the small platform I was trying to get him to land on. And without save states, like, if you fall into a pit, which there are pits, at least on that Jurassic stage, you're gonna die a lot by just falling into holes if you don't land that jump well. And so that was kind of some of my bigger frustrations.
Final thoughts.
Well, with that, we determine whether or not this game gets our vote for New Game Plus status, which is our general thumbs up or thumbs down. Requires 2/3 of the vote to swing one way or another. I think I've been most outspoken, so I'll just start with Home Improvement should not be a video game, is my opinion. Just like, it doesn't matter if it was this game or a different game. An endearing TV show of the 90s, yes. A 2D action platforming video game for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, no. I will say it should be honestly, it should be a terrible video game. And I wouldn't go as like just the premise and all of that, but I wouldn't add this game as like along with the worst games that we played. We played many worse games than this. But one of the weird things this week is that it wasn't a terrible video game, and I was expecting it to be. I think you could do a few things and make this go from and bring it up to a good game. Like, I think you could lessen the difficulty a little bit, change the skin, like make it not a Home Improvement game, fix some of the level design, adjust some of the mechanics, and you have probably not just a good game, but quite possibly a great game in that regard. But I do think that, in my opinion, are too many things to have to alter to make this game enjoyable for the masses. So I say no New Game Plus.
I'm going to jump in. I think it's a good game.
That's so crazy.
Like, Home Improvement is a comedy. It's a sitcom. And this game was hilarious. I don't care that it was on a dinosaur set and you're fighting dinosaurs with power tools. I think that's awesome and stupid and funny. And that alone is not going to make me be like, oh, I don't like it. So I played the game and I kind of enjoyed it. I think like the weapons are fun to use. I think they actually went like above and beyond to like give you enemy variety and a really detailed level. But there were some repetitive aspects of it, but not enough to make me say no way. So I'm giving it New Game Plus.
I don't know why we leave it up to Kenny too often, but we are.
Does it scare
I think
you?
It's because Well, I don't know. I feel like you do it. Like, you can speak up. If you knew you were going to say yes, then you could have been the second person, leaving it up to Nolan. But we can talk about that later. I will say one thing before you go, Kenny, because for me, I don't know why, because I understand that a good game can be a good game. It doesn't matter the theme and everything like that. But to me, and all of that, I don't know. I feel like story goes along with it and stuff like that. That affects me so much. So, like, I know this is weird and it's probably not right, but no matter how good this game could be, just being a home improvement platforming video game where Tim the Toolman has weapons and fights Dracula, like, no matter what,
great.
It's not going to work for me. Yeah. It's probably right. Not fair.
Well,
but
you got to resell box. Can I share where I'm at here?
No.
It's my time to shine, guys. Honestly, I live somewhere right in between the two of you.
Oh, my gosh. Of course.
Big surprise.
I mean, I do. I thought there were elements of this game that were fun. I think some of the weapons, and I don't mind that it's a platformer. I think they could have done a much better job of justifying that and keeping it, you know, like, story realistic. And some of those things did drive me absolutely crazy, Dustin. So, you know, it was one of those that I was like, this game's going to be terrible. And then I jumped in and I was like, oh no, this game is actually a little bit fun. And then I kept playing and I totally lost that. And so for me, the things that were the biggest problem were the repetitious nature and all of that. Dustin, I think you're right. I think it's fixable, and it's certainly not the worst game that we've ever played. With just, I think, even less than you think, with just four or five different fundamental decisions as to how they handled things, I think this could have been funny and fun and kind of great, and there were moments that I enjoyed, but there were more moments that it just drove me absolutely crazy with how they went about designing their game. And so, no New Game Plus for me.
Yeah, and I think that's okay. Well, I've already said my piece. I do understand that this game is not the worst game by any means, and it's probably far better than it has any right to be. Which I think is a common theme we found with engineering Imagineering. That there's some quality in each of these games.
Yeah. Like, if a company's going to make a game based on a movie or a show, I'd want it to be them.
Yeah, I'd want it to be Imagineering. And sometimes it's going to get our New Game Plus status, sometimes it's not. In this case, Home Improvement, Power Tool Pursuit does not get New Game Plus status. But what do you think? We had many people write in this week. I've just been able to grab kind of three of them, and I'll try to go through them quickly. Dusty Beta in our Discord commentary channel said, first things first, this game could have been much more fun to play if they didn't use the Sonic Ring health system. With the explorative nature of the game, it doesn't really make sense. It barely works in the Sonic games, and it doesn't belong in this game. Other than that, this game's mechanics are pretty well developed aside from the slidey ground physics and the floaty jumping. I found myself running around with the jackhammer and jumping into a grapple fairly intuitively, a move that requires pushing four buttons down at once. But the guys don't need instructions. Marketing attached to this game means that it takes a few minutes before you figure out how to grapple another platform to be able to drop through the one below you. Or you might find yourself thinking you're stuck at the top of the map. While my nostalgia for the game might bring me back to this game in the future, the Sonic health mechanic and three lives would surely drive me away. No New Game Plus for me on this one, unless you grew up with the show and desperately need another SNES platformer.
The Sonic health system certainly works in Sonic. I don't know what he's talking about on that one. Because, like, that game design is go fast, don't get hit. Well, sure, if you get hit, you lose your health. That's fine. In this game, maybe it could have used something else. I don't know what, a health bar. But then, like, what, do you find health or do you just lose your health and die?
I don't know. Anything. Like Band-Aids. Like, do a health bar and make it based on, like, first aid around power tools. I mean, there's a million ways that you could have done it that weren't just Sonic ripoffs.
I love that this whole episode we've been talking about what could have been done better.
It's because, you know, like, it wasn't good and had potential to be.
I do wonder, because I saw a few different people, and I think maybe even some of the other people that wrote in mentioned this. Do you honestly think that, like, fans of the show would enjoy this game more? I don't see, in my opinion,
no. I enjoyed it more.
Right. Like,
than a hardcore fan. I like the show, but I'm not a hardcore fan. I don't think, like, someone who loves the show would be like, man, this is what the game I wanted. But for me, like, I like it.
I don't think they're like, I can't get enough home improvement. Let me play this game and I'll get more. Sure, I don't think you get more home improvement playing this game.
The humor in it isn't like home improvement humor. If anything, it's like almost making fun of it's not the show.
Antonin wrote in and said, I played a bit of the game this week and found some of the mechanics frustrating, but very cool. The power tools being used as a weapon were pretty creative. The nail gun hitting random people is a staple of the show, and having Tim use it properly is pretty hilarious. The controls were a bit clumsy, but I'm sure everyone else got used to them pretty quickly. From my limited experience with the game, I'd say it might be fun for anyone that likes home improvement. But for a plain gamer that doesn't know the show, I'd say this game needs more power. By the way, did anyone else get a PC vibe from the platformer? The graphics and gameplay heavily reminded me of DOS for some reason.
Huh, I could buy that actually. Yeah, I think it's more the layout feels a little bit more PC.
Honestly, it felt very appropriately SNES to me. Like, it was kind of spot on. So maybe I don't relate to that.
And then Dallas wrote in and he said, I have very fond memories of Home Improvement from my childhood. And when I heard that this was the game of the week, I couldn't wait to do a playthrough. I think the game is great. Tons of different levels, obstacles, and a variety of enemies. Every button on the SNES controller is used, which I think is great since a lot of SNES titles don't use them all. Nice. Yes, you do the same thing in each level by finding all of the crates, but each level within the four stages gradually gets more difficult and requires you to use all of your tools in order to find all of your crates. Even though I think the game is great and a lot of fun, I think that it doesn't deserve New Game Plus certification. In fact, I don't think I've ever talked to someone about this game who actually likes it like I do. They all say it is terrible and too hard. The thing is that this game really isn't that difficult if you take your time and think out your movements before you make them. Don't pay attention to the timer because there is plenty of time, and just enjoy all the mechanics of the game. How would everyone feel about the game if Home Improvement wasn't the title of the game?
Interesting question.
What if it was named something else, or if it was one of the Pitfall titles, would you still think it's a bad game?
Interesting question.
Yes, I would.
No, you would.
Very interesting.
But it's not the only hiccup, but I still think I would.
I don't see. I bet both of you would have given it New Game Plus. I really do. Especially Dustin.
I don't think so. I think I had problems with fundamental game things. Outside, like, I can suspend disbelief on the whole story versus story not making sense. That's not a big deal to me. I will say that using the entire controller was something I did notice and we hadn't talked about, and that's very much appreciated. I hate when you have a million options and games just give you two buttons.
That is appreciated, but I am going back to the question for my answer. It's hard. Hypotheticals, right, are hard, but I think that could be a possibility for me, that if it was a totally different skin on this game, that it might have worked. It wouldn't have been like my favorite ever, but I may have given it New Game Plus status.
Yeah, I think so.
Either way, Home Improvement, Power Tool Pursuit does not get our vote for New Game Plus status. We'd love to know your thoughts each and every week about the game that we play. You can send in your thoughts to ngppodcast@gmail.com or submit your commentary on our commentary channel on our Discord. Do either of those by Saturday morning, and we'll make sure to include them as a part of our episode. But for now, we're going to put Power Tool Pursuit to the side, and we're going to randomly select the next game that we're going to be playing for the next 7 days out of our Retro Master list. Randomizing now.
Wish us luck, guys.
We are going to be playing a game that was released in 1992 for the Sega Genesis. It's not based on a television show nor a movie.
That's good news.
But it's based on real life. And actually,
that's less good news.
Real aquatic life. We are going to be playing an action adventure game developed by Nova Trade, published by Sega for the Sega Genesis in 1992, called Echo the Dolphin.
Huh.
Huh?
Why just huh? Do you know anything about this game? I absolutely love it.
Do you know anything about it? This is a famous, this is a notorious game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a big title.
Get out of here. Get out. Echo the Dolphin was one of my favorite games as a kid, and I really? Didn't even own the Genesis, so I don't know how I played
it. Yeah, what?
I've always loved dolphins. I think they're my favorite animal.
Let me hear your best dolphin noise.
Erg?
That was really good.
That's fancy.
Find a copy of Echo the Dolphin and play with us this week, or if you're like Kenny, you know, well, or whatever noise you made.
You can come hang out with us in Discord this week if you want to. You can go to our Twitter page and click on the link in our bio and join us there. We've had like 4 new people this week. That's probably too many, but we've had new people, so be one of them.
Gotta say special thanks to our Patreon supporters. You guys help us make a quality product that keeps coming, and we are so thankful, especially to our patron level supporters, Gimberino and Zion. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Make sure to check out our social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch at NGP Podcast, or you can find us on our YouTube channel for regular video content at New Game Plus Podcast. Listen to us directly on any podcast provider of your choice. And listen, share New Game Plus with a friend this week. Just someone that you think might be into games, retro video games, podcasting in general.
Tell
them about New Game Plus, because we can do all the promotion that we ever want to do, but nothing works as well as word of mouth.
It's true. If you have a friend that ever watched Home Improvement, just tell them about our podcast.
I always am skeptical, like, to share episodes where we don't give a game New Game Plus, because, like, who do you share it with? If the people, like, if there's a community for that game, like, if there's a Home Improvement Power Tool Pursuit community, like, you wouldn't share this episode because we didn't like it. Nah, we gave it a fair amount.
If there's a community around this game, they know that it's not the perfect game.
There's not a community around this game.
Exactly.
Like, for sure.
This episode was edited and produced by our friend Tom Tate. Join us next week as we play Echo the Dolphin. The Dolphin? The Dolphin? The Dolphin? Until then, I'm still Dustin.
I'm still laughing at all his stupid jokes.
And this has been New Game Plus. Bad at podcasting.